All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Doeys, and this is also part of the IACast Network. This is an unboxing of the iPad Pro 4M4 13-inch. Very excited about that. Taylor mentioned some friends, and we do have some friends. We have Ashley Coleman with us. We're so glad to have you back, Ashley. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And Ashley's phone connection, she's having some weather, so her phone connection is in and out. So hopefully that will hold up for you there. We're still very glad to have you, though. So Ashley wanted to be here, which is awesome. And we've got some other people in the audience listening. They may interject if they would like to. I know one person may not be able to, but anybody that's here in Zoom, and if Taylor has folks in chat, you have questions, feel free to ask those. All right. I ordered the iPad Pro M4 with 1 terabyte of space, which has 16 gigs of RAM, one more performance core, and it's the silver without the nano texture display. So I'm really excited about it, and we're about to unbox it. It just got here. It's still in the shipping box. Yes, I did not even take it out of the shipping box. Y'all should be very proud of me for showing some restraint. All right, I got to have my keys here to open this thing up. If I could properly. I should have a pocket knife, but I don't have a pocket knife on my key ring.
Michael, are you willing to entertain a chat?
Of course.
We have Christian Birdley in the audience, and he asks, hey, Taylor, is it possible for me to join the Zoom, or is it reserved for those members in the podcast?
We are going to have it today just for folks that are specific IACast hosts, but we are very glad that you're listening online. It should also be on the radio station as well. So if people are not on YouTube
or
Twitch, they can be on IACast Radio. But we're glad to have you no matter where you're coming from. Okay. I've got the box here. There is a shipping label and the box. And the box is thicker than I thought it would be. So it's actually not much smaller than the shipping box.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Taylor, if you want to feel this.
Yes, let me feel it. Wow, that feels very...
I thought it would be thinner than that because...
I did too, but it seems very bulky, but the iPad is so thin. Michael, did you show the camera?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. So. Yeah, very, very nice box. But again, I feel like it's too thick for its thin and iPad content.
One of the things that I like is Apple is putting all these pull tabs on everything. So you don't actually have to pull all that wrapping plastic off. You just have to do this.
Ah.
Very satisfying sound here. All right. Put all this stuff over on the side. And here we go, folks. Opening it up. Opening it up.
All right.
And there we go. That box is open. Put that over here on the side. And as usual, on the top in the box, we get the iPad. And I believe, yeah, there's a little pull tab that really, my God, that is thin. That is so thin. I think it's thinner than the Galaxy Tab.
Is it really? I wish we had something to compare.
Yeah, it's thinner than the Galaxy Tab series. That is the thinnest and lightest tablet I think I've held. So we have the tablet in the box. Underneath the tablet, I'm going to put this up here. And Taylor, if you want to grab it, don't take the paper off yet.
I will not do anything that you don't tell me to do. Here we go.
We got the manual right here. We got the manual right here. We've got a braided kind of a white USB-C cable that is in the box. We have a power adapter, so it does come with one in the box. I don't think it does in the EU, from memory.
Mike, would you like this back?
Yes, we're going to take that back here.
You know, Michael, to me, I'll let you finish, and then I have some thoughts just based on feeling it, but I'll let you.
No, go ahead.
So I think the iPad is thin, but Honestly, I kind of imagined it would be a lot thinner, like mentally, but again,
really interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know, it felt a little thicker than when I thought mentally, but maybe I'm.
Well, I'll let you compare the two because we're going to do that here a little bit later on in the video. So the paper is still on this thing. I mean, it's noticeably thinner. It's the same size, guys, but it's noticeably thinner than the other iPad, than my previous iPad. Okay. The paper comes off of it as usual, and the paper's gone. I mean, it's much thinner. Different glass texture on it, too. Like, I don't know how to describe it, and the edges are a little more rounded, kind of like the phones. It's a very nice iPad. There is no SIM slot on this iPad. So,
what?
Yeah. And there, eSIM all the way. There is a area on the right where you can see where the pencil goes. You have the volume buttons, and man, that power button is thin. The lock button is much thinner compared to my previous iPad. I mean, I feel like I could hold this a lot more.
Could you?
Mm-hmm. But it does feel very solid, like a very solid iPad. Now, let's take this one out of the case. And
what's this one? Are you
for? This is the M1 iPad Pro.
I see.
And I'm going to compare them in my hands. Yeah, this one, my old one already feels heavy comparatively to this new one. And the new iPad has the camera in the side, so it's landscape. And whereas the old one has it in the top. Taylor, here's my older one.
Is this your old one?
Yep, that's the M1.
Wow, I mean, it feels light still, but it's still not like, I don't know.
That's the older one. It is heavier. It is much heavier.
It's heavier, yeah.
Compared to the new one,
I didn't want to drop it, so I want to make sure you have it.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. And the USB-C port, this thing is thinner, and I don't understand, but it feels like the port is thinner. I don't know. It's very strange because they feel like they have the same amount of metal between the two sides. The speaker grills, they look like there's just as many on the new one as there are the old one, but it's thinner. And on the back, the camera area is still a bump, but it's aluminum. It's a bit thinner. I think it looks better, personally. But you do lose a camera, and you have the LiDAR sensor. It has a very big flash on it, so I'm going to turn it on.
Oh, do you want me to feel it first, Michael, or do you want me to wait?
I thought you already looked at it.
But I didn't look at the new one.
Okay, yep, here you go.
I did not look at the new one with the paper off. It feels a little lighter. I'm sorry about that, Michael. It feels a little lighter, but I don't know. Is it noticeable to you?
Yes, it is very noticeable to me.
Huh. Okay, maybe I don't have a good
But look how thin the buttons are on it.
Yeah, let's find the button. Oh, yeah, there's no home button. I don't want to look up for a home button. There hasn't been a home button in years, y'all.
Okay. Well, the ninth generation iPad had a home button.
I guess that's true. But I'm not used to... Where are the buttons? I can't even feel them.
They're on the side near one of the top edges.
Okay, I found the lightning. Or you, not lightning.
USB-C.
Okay, there we go. There's the button. Michael, coming back to you.
All right, Ashley, you got any thoughts before I power this thing on?
I'm actually surprised that you think it's that thin. And the perception of the ports and buttons being smaller, it'll be actually interesting to see it in person.
Yeah, they really are thinner buttons. I mean, Taylor, feel the buttons. They're closest to you over here, and you tell me. So find over here.
Okay.
Find my finger. And
that's thin. Sorry, that's thicker. Noticeable thicker. Noticeable.
Yeah, it's noticeably.
Noticeably.
And there are still lines, cellular lines on the new iPad. So those have not gone away.
Man, like, can they make this thing any more thin?
It just feels like a few pieces of paper.
Yeah. Basically, it feels like.
Did they give me a dead iPad?
I think they did, Michael, because I saw the dead logo. Not the dead logo. Well, I'm making up terms today, folks.
Nope, it's coming on.
Oh, right, the dead indicator, but maybe not.
All right, so.
Time for setup.
Time for setup. It's taking a little bit to boot. There we go. And I always set up as a new iPad. English. Select your country. United States. Appearance. I'm going to do a few things. Enable Zoom.
So what he's doing is he's enabling Zoom, right? You're getting the accessibility.
Yeah, I'm just getting some accessibility settings going.
And while he's doing that, if you have any questions and you're in my chat, say hi and ask your questions while Michael is getting set up with accessibility settings. Let's see if our audience has any questions.
Okay, so we got full screen Zoom going. Now, because everybody wants to hear this.
VoiceOver alert. VoiceOver gestures. Okay, button.
Yep.
Setup. Back button.
I mean, it still sounds really good for an iPad. Can you hear VoiceOver coming through, Ashley, or does it need to be louder?
It's good.
You broke up. Can you say again?
It's good. I can hear it.
Great. Great, great, great.
Continue. Button. Quick start. Looking for nearby devices.
Now, this part we will do because I don't feel like typing in my Apple ID and all that fun stuff.
I'm sure it's going to find my iPhone.
Continue.
Because it's like right there.
No, it's already found mine.
Oh, good, good, good. No sense in typing it in manually, in my opinion.
Right.
VoiceOver off.
So it turned off VoiceOver because of my phone doesn't have VoiceOver on. Set up new iPad. Set up for me. Finish on new iPad. Okay. Enter passcode from other device. We'll leave VoiceOver off for this. Okay. Passcode has been entered. Okay. So.
VoiceOver on. Set up. It may take a few minutes to activate your iPad.
That sounds really nice.
It does.
Speakers sound really good on it.
Heading. Verify your identity. Heading. Enter the 4 or 5 character account PIN, different from your My Verizon password, or the last 4 digits of the account.
Let's not reveal that out. Oh, good. At least you have the power of turning off VoiceOver.
Yeah, if only I could type.
Michael, that's part of the equation there. You know, you need to be able to type.
That's the fun part.
Actually, I didn't quite understand what you were saying. Something about that's the fun part.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's probably the fun part.
Yep.
Yeah.
VoiceOver off. Set up. Activate an eSIM connecting my app to cellular network. This may take a few minutes.
Very fast. I mean, we're already getting this thing, you know, set up. And that's why I like this iPad. I love an iPad because they're cellular, you know? I mean, this thing isn't much thicker than a comic book, guys. And if you're a comic book reader, then, you know, that works really well. So what I think I'm going to do is, while this is going, I'm going to go ahead and start unboxing the Magic Keyboard.
So was that complete?
Maybe not.
Now it got done. You were going
to... Yeah, it finished that pretty quick.
Your Verizon eSIM is now active on this iPad. Continue. Button. Continue. Did. Software update. Heading. Your device is missing several software update enhancements and security fixes. Update now. Update now. Button. Update later. Button. Personal data loose. Continue. Button. Continue. Did.
We're just going to skip back past some of this stuff for now.
Face ID. Heading. Continue. Button. Cancel. Button. I have to set up Face ID. Heading.
I know how to set up Face ID.
Set up Face ID needs to be in landscape. Set up later in settings. Button. Face ID needs to be in landscape to learn how to recognize you. After Face ID. Landscape. Charge port to the right. Get started. Button. Get started. Then. Position your face with its head position correctly. Starting first scan. Move 60, 75, 88.100% completed.
That's fast.
Yeah.
Continue. Button. Continue. Then. Move your head 12%, 20%, 30%, 50%, 75% completed. Your face is out of view. Reposition your face within the frame. Move your head slowly to complete the circle. Heading. 88.100% completed.
So fast.
It is now set up. Heading. Continue. Button. Continue. Alert. Face ID and VoiceOver. Okay. Button. Setting up your Apple ID.
Setting up my Apple ID.
Please read these agreement. S. Select terms and conditions. Heading. Over. Agree. Button. Agree. Michael Moss. Signing in, ellipsis.
Signing in, it says. Very quick process. Like, we're through a lot of this already. This thing is so thin. I mean, it's incredible how thin it is, in my opinion, considering that it has as much power as some laptops.
Absent data, iCloud settings, Siri, screen, wallet, items, settings, Siri, screen time, absent data, iCloud backup, collapsed. Double tap to extend settings, Siri, screen time, settings, Siri, screen time, Siri, allow Siri screen time, map analytics, off my bad analytics, on location services.
We'll enroll in an Apple beta software program. I don't want to restore backup.
Nope. Michael always resets us now.
Voice over on. Snapstate. Charge for continue. Button. Off. From iCloud backup. From another iPad. From Android. Button. From Mac or PC. Button.
That's kind of weird. You can have it do it all at once or just customize.
From app, don't transfer anything. Transfer your apps and data.
I don't like that.
If your existing apps and information, like from iCloud backup, but from another iPad, from Mac or PC, from Android, don't transfer anything. Button, don't transfer anything. Make us your new iPad. Heading. Apps and data, don't transfer settings, Siri, screen walls, 7 items, collapsed, get customized. Button. Update your iPad automatically. Continue. Button. Location services. Enable location services. But enable location services. Heading. Follow a person using Face ID with Apple Pay. Art related information. Continue. Button. Add parts to Apple Pay. Send money to friends. Set up later. Button. Set up later. Siri. Heading. Continue. Button. Improve Siri dictation.
Michael, you're hitting the microphone.
I'm not hitting the microphone. It's just very sensitive.
Do we have an inaccessible setup wizard?
Yeah.
Well, Apple, if you're watching this video, that might be an improvement that you need to make your stuff more accessible.
Yeah, I cannot focus on this improved Siri and dictation.
Have I? Navigation's characters. Words, character, navigation style. Subscribed images. Headings. Containers. Improved Siri.
That's not good.
Voice over off. Voice over on. Setup. Napscape. Charge for get elite your work with advice over. Continue. Button.
The screen time.
App analytics. Don't share with Apple. Button. App analytics. Heading. Share with app developers. Button.
I like to turn on all these analytics.
Select the light or dark appearance and see how iPad adjusts depending on width and dark. Auto. Button. Dark. Button. Selected. Dark. Light or dark display.
The dark looks really nice on this OLED display. I'm thinking about keeping it.
Continue. Button.
Keep what?
Welcome to iPad.
The dark display.
Get started. Button. Clock. 7:05 p.m.
All right. We are now on the iPad.
No event. So, Michael, how did you focus that?
I had to turn off voiceover.
App library.
I had to turn off voiceover to do it.
Oh, no, Apple.
Clock. 7:05 p.m. Page 202. Feedback. Pages. Numbers. Title. Emoji. Freeform. Double tap to open. Emoji. Fill.
It says iMovie, very strange with eloquence.
Right?
Photo booth. Contacts. Patron store. Find my. Stocks. Weather. Lock. 7:05 p.m. Showing app library. App library. Skew utilities. Utility folder. My apps.
Okay. So that is the iPad. And I'm going to try typing on it in just a minute when we get the magic keyboard unboxed. And I know several people are excited about this part. Because this makes this thing into a full computer, in my opinion. It makes it into a Mac, basically. And the Magic Keyboard box is actually kind of thick on its own, too. So it's not small. So, but just like the iPad box, it also has pull tabs that I can just rip off. I don't have a magic pencil, so I cannot demonstrate that today.
What's a magic pencil?
Apple pencil. You know, there's so many different names.
You're making up words now, Michael.
Well, they have the magic mouse. They got the magic keyboard, you know.
Can I feel the box?
Yeah, hang on just a second.
Okay.
I'll put it back in
there. Magic pencil is not a real boy, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. So, yeah, the box is really, really thick.
Yeah, it's kind of heavy.
Oh. Guys, I'm surprised. It's really, really heavy.
Yeah, it is.
Here you go, Michael.
Okay. So we're going to take this out. I'll throw this on the ground. And again, It has paper on it. Sounds very solid. I'm going to lift this out of here. It is thinner. Wow. It is very much thinner. And that's all there is to it. Like, it's just a keyboard. It's heftier than I thought it would be. And it's interesting they put a like an iPad in the keyboard to sit, like they put like a little faux iPad in there to simulate it. And wow, the back hinge. A certain person that's on the Zoom call will really like to know the back hinge is completely metal.
What?
Yeah. There's no silicone on the back hinge.
No way.
Yeah. Completely metal on the back hinge.
Is your whole thing metal?
The outer part is not metal. It is silicone. And it kind of has that fabric inside part. The trackpad is completely touch sensitive. So it's completely off. Ooh, this even has a better typing experience. Before I put in the iPad in, I'm going to let you feel it, Taylor.
Now, Michael, is this like comparable to a Surface keyboard?
Oh, very much so.
Would you rather type on your Mac or this?
I'd rather type on this Magic keyboard, I think, compared to a Surface.
No, here's, I'm sorry. Well, the question was...
The Mac? I don't know.
Wait, is this a Magic keyboard?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I think that's a much better keyboard than the MacBook Air. That is a much better keyboard than the MacBook Air. What? I think Taylor wants one now. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, Michael. I'm going to go put this in my room, put the iPad in. I'm going to go take this for myself, you know. Just
unfortunately, it does not work with your iPad.
Oh, no, Michael, remember what I said? I'm going to go take your iPad. You know, I'm just going to take it away from you. Here you go.
Okay.
So y'all, I'm kidding. I'm just trying to make some humor.
So, yeah, the back hinge is completely aluminum, and the USB cable where it goes. Oh, that's weird. So as you turn the hinge, the USB port turns with the case. So that is interesting.
Weird.
So when it's closed, the USB port is vertical. When it's open, then the port is horizontal. So it turns 90 degrees when you open the case. All right, moment of truth. I'm putting the iPad in the Magic Keyboard case. And yeah, that is much nicer. And the keyboard, so the function keys are smaller keys. They are smaller keys compared to the other keys. And when you close this thing, it is still pretty hefty. It has some weight to it, but not as much as the previous generation. But I mean, there's some heft here. It's not the thinnest thing ever. It still adds weight to your iPad. So if you don't like that, you know, you may want to look at a different case. But I mean, it is aluminum, and I mean, I can put this thing on the armrest of my couch and use it, and I can do Command H, and can I do Command F5?
Silence?
Yeah, it does not turn on voiceover.
Crickets, seems like.
The lock button just locks the screen. That's kind of a bummer that Command F5 does not appear.
Bummer.
To turn on voiceover.
Bummer.
Now, I wonder if... No. Nothing turns on voiceover. Sad face.
Apple.
Sad face. Now, what's weird is this aluminum palm rest is a certain material that almost feels like the silicone palm rests. Now, this trackpad. So, yeah, it is... There is a silicone, a little area around the keys on the keyboard. And you can change the volume. I do wish it was like the Mac where I could change where I could add clicks when I change the volume. I could change my brightness with the keyboard, which I am really a big fan of, actually more than I thought I would be. And this thing does get pretty bright. So let's see. I almost, I don't know if Command Space did what I was telling it to do. I don't know if it brought up Sir. Got a person that said volume clicks are going to be voiceover sounds. On Mac, that is not the case. You can set them up individually.
Oh, good to know.
So, okay, that might have to be set because that is not okay with me. Command Space is not even doing Spotlight.
Wait, what is doing?
Oh, yeah, it's, yeah, it is. It's bringing it up. Okay, it jumped to it. It was not doing it for a minute there.
Just a glitch.
Yeah, just a glitch. Yeah, so... I feel like this is more like the Mac keyboard. I don't know that the key travel is as good on this model as the previous Magic Keyboard. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm observing. Also, the back part of the keyboard, I feel, is a little thicker than the previous one. It's a little more sturdy. The iPad does not go out as far over the keys as the previous model does. But I do feel like it's a lot more of a sturdy design of a keyboard. Do you want to see this one in the keyboard case, Taylor?
Yes, let me set my computer down. Here we go.
Hang on just a second. Yeah, here we go. All
right. Incoming. Okay, so let me show this. So it is pretty hefty with the iPad and the Magic Keyboard case. If I open it, oops. Wow, man, Michael.
It feels like a good little laptop, doesn't it?
Yeah, I could do, oh, yeah, dude, it's not gonna recognize my face. I could do escape to go into the passcode.
Mm-hmm. Really? Or the lock button.
Lock button. I could do that as well. Mm-hmm. Is this just a nice little laptop? I mean, it feels like a laptop. It doesn't feel like a iPad, right?
Yeah, it feels very nice.
This is amazing. It feels better than the MacBook Pro keyboard. It has better center states for like videos and things.
Compared to older iPads, yeah.
Compared to older iPads. This is comparable to I don't know how much this was, I forgot, but...
But I mean, the one thing about that is it does not have... I mean, developer work is not going to be great on there.
No, if you're not a developer and you're a student, this could be your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thank you. And what I'll do is I'm going to put now that you've seen that in its case, I'm going to show you the other one in its case.
Great. Okay. So let me, and then sorry for the noise setting
up here. Oh, yeah. I feel like it's bigger too. I mean, I could be wrong on that. Then I'm going to do a comparison here in a minute.
Are you holding this one for something here?
They're the same size, actually, but. Oh my God, feel how heavy this is.
Here, give it to me. Whoa, feels like a million pounds. Okay, just try opening it up. I'm going to feel the Magic Keyboard as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What do I notice? Well, it feels like it doesn't open as far. So it feels like it just stays right here. Okay, you can't probably can't see the camera. I'm not pointing at it.
Mm-mm.
But it doesn't feel like it's like, it feels like it goes up to like half the height that the other one does. I don't know.
Now, one thing
I didn't open it fully. That's my user error.
One thing with the new one, though, that people might want to know, or with any of these iPads, compared to a Mac, I could play music on these while they're locked.
Yeah, so...
I could have videos going while they're locked.
This one is still a great iPad, but the other one is a lot thinner, so affordability is your jam, then you want to get the other one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very big difference.
Huge difference. Oh, that one felt like it's fully hatched. I mean, I'm kidding.
So this is how they look, both of them together. And let's see, the thickness. Yeah, I mean, there is a noticeable amount of thickness between the two I think the keyboard's about the same, but it's the iPads that are different in thickness. I also like that the hinge is metal on the new one and not the silicone going around the side. Now, I'm going to open this, the old one, and I want to see if the hinge opens or if the port moves with it. No, on the old one, the hinge, the USB port does not move at all. On the new one, it does. People may have issue with that just because your cable is going to move as you open the iPad. So that will be a little interesting for folks, I think. But as for an iPad, I'm going to do a little bit of typing on the original one here. I'm going to put it in the same place where I was typing earlier. So I also feel like these older keys are louder as well. I don't know that they are the best keys either. I think that, I mean, they're both good keyboards. They both have very good keys. The iPad's keys, though, on the new one, the new Magic Keyboard's keys are a bit better as far as noise level and aspects like that. I will also say it's a little harder to open. And you do have, when you have it closed, it is metal on glass. So I don't know how I feel about that.
Michael, we have a chat message.
Okay.
We just have Ashley that said, hi, y'all.
Hey, Ashley. If you want to come back in, feel free. I don't know how much longer we'll be at it, but I really like the quality of the keys on here. I like that they are a little more contrasty with the metal of the case, but it's very interesting feeling the metal rim of this thing just because it feels like the silicone, but it's metal. Like it has that same kind of nice texture when you have your hands on the palm rest. So, I mean, it's a very nice design. And let's see, when I click on messages, it is a bit bigger of a trackpad. It is not a whole lot bigger, but it is a noticeable size. And if you turn your tracking speed up, you will notice the difference. I also have the brightness all the way up on here. And look at this. It is pretty bright, folks. It can get pretty bright. So I want to do one more test. So this has been Michael on a MacBook Pro doing this unboxing. Taylor is the host of the meeting. She is going to keep the meeting open, and I will join you guys from the new iPad.
Oh.
With the microphone and everything. So we're going to do, you'll be able to hear how this iPad sounds. You'll be able to hear if you can hear Taylor and all of those things. So Taylor's going to have to let me in. Ashley, like I said, if you're going to come back and ask questions, feel free. And I will be back in just a moment. IACast Radio, I apologize. We will not be up for this part. So,
and if you want to watch this part, go ahead and go to my YouTube.
Yep, go to Taylor's YouTube if you want to continue with this part. And
or twitch.tv/chaot.
Yep. And this will conclude the unboxing part of the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to continue on stream and we will see you on another stream. Thank you and have a great day.